just as competition with the Suez Canal in Egypt heats up. Currently, Egypt gets about 30% of Asia's U.S.-bound shipments, particularly the ones going to the U.S. East Coast. That's traffic that Panama hopes to win for itself. But now, a new Chinese-backed project could offer a third passageway, one that could shake up shipping routes yet again.
Panama is hoping to open a third parallel route by 2015. The existing canal sends ships through a series of locks, which means each vessel can only be 1,200 feet long. The Suez Canal is Egypt's primary source of income, and Egypt will try to more than double its capacity next year. The Suez is flat, and so it can hold ships of any length, but they can sit no deeper than 65 feet. Now Nicaragua, the second poorest country in the Americas, has announced a 100-year partnership with a Chinese company to build the world's biggest canal for the world's biggest ships. The new Nicaraguan canal, three times longer than the Panama, could cost $49 billion when it opens in December of 2019. And it could change the cost of everything from diapers to diesel fuel. Let's take a look for a second at just how big these ships are. Behind me here in the port of Oakland is the U.S. Matsonia. It's a pretty typical container ship. It weighs 22,500 tons, and that means that it can move into almost any canal in the world. Now, the Panama Canal can in fact hold ships a lot larger than that, as large as 70,000 tons. But the thing is, the new Nicaragua Canal will in theory be able to hold some of the biggest ships in the world, so-called Cape-sized ships, which can weigh as much as 400,000 tons. What no one knows is what effect these big ships might have. Time is money in this business. The port of Rotterdam, Europe's largest, now unloads ships using robots. But size is also money, and the canals determine that as well. Ships are categorized Panamax or Suezmax, depending on which canal they fit through. And distance is money, too. Right now, Chinese ships choose either the Suez or the Panama. The distance is roughly the same. Any ship leaving a port west of Hong Kong typically chooses the Suez. But a Chinese-operated canal would likely give a discount to Chinese ships, and that will threaten the Suez. And right now, most seaborne oil travels on boats so big they go around the capes. If the Nicaraguan Canal allows big oil tankers through, that could drive down fuel prices around the world.